Another check-in with Quincy City Council President Ian Kane to get a rundown of the March 11th council meeting. It's been a while, Ian. How are you?
It has been a while. I'm doing well. Thanks, Joe. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, likewise. Appreciate you spending some time with us to offer us some updates on what's happening with the council. About an hour or so meeting last night.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was about an hour or so. We had a couple of appropriations, a couple of orders, and some gifts. The meeting started off with an update on this ever-going saga with Moon and Long Island with the city of Boston. So City Solicitor Jim Timmons gave us an update on some recent kind of fishy business that's taking place. It seems like the city of Boston and their Department of Public Works have been advancing work that was not necessarily approved by the city, but also sort of in relation to cited problems that the city had identified, Quincy had identified before, that sort of weren't taken care of, all in connection with sort of preparation that the city is anticipating for whatever they might view as a slam dunk in rebuilding this bridge to Long Island.
What recourse does the city have right now in terms of making this right, Ian?
Yeah, so it seems like there's been this sort of triangulation between the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection, the city of Boston, and the city of Quincy. So there's kind of like a timeline of things that went down. The Boston Public Works Department had applied to the Quincy Conservation Commission for permission to begin emergency repairs on the Moon Island Road. And they said that, the road is eroding at four locations and threatening safety for first responders and training vehicles on the island. That was their rationale. So Quincy officials denied the Boston application, and because they hadn't really fully disclosed the nature of their work from Boston. So then kind of fast forward to the middle of February, and Mass DEP overrode Quincy's denial and granted an emergency certificate to Boston with the conditions outlined above. And then agency officials visited the site later in the month and determined that Boston had not, in fact, actually put in place any erosion controls. So then the Mass DEP ordered Boston to cease the work until the proper erosion controls were put into place. And it's true, it's at this point, it's unclear, if Boston has complied or resumed work on Moon Island. As of the end of this month, there'll be an appeal hearing. Quincy's having an appeal hearing on Chapter 91 waterways license, which Mass DEP granted to Boston in August. So, stay tuned on that. I know that Councillor Harris and, of course, the mayor, City Solicitor Timmons, the whole team, Inspectional Services, DPW from Quincy have been, really on top of this. This is still very much a community issue. And I know the city's doing all that they can to fight the city of Boston on this one. And it's just, it's kind of, this is so dramatic, at this point. It's like, this sort of subterfuge that the city is going through with, doing work unbeknownst to anyone and sort of against, the wishes of the city. So.
Yeah, just as a matter of disclosure, I have reached out personally to the city of Boston and had no response whatsoever, just to try and give them an opportunity. And that remains open, too, if they would like to.
They're too good for you, Joe.
The appeals hearing coming up for the waterways license, was that permit issued for the bridge reconstruction or the causeway reconstruction?
No, I think it was in relation to the road.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned. Yep.
Was that the bulk of the meeting last night, Ian?
That was a good portion of, Solicitor Timmons gave us a presentation. That was a good portion of the first half of the meeting. And then we went right into an appropriation for the Quincy Fire Department. So we approved $5.2 million for purchasing and outfitting new equipment for the Quincy Fire Department. So the what that $5.2 million will go to are two new engines and one ladder truck. That's $4.3 million, $450,000 for procedure specialized firefighting equipment, tools such as the Jaws of Life, which people are familiar with, including thermal imaging cameras and ventilating equipment. And then another $450,000 is earmarked for necessary upgrades to fire stations themselves, some of them in more, let's say, historic condition that need to be updated and preserved in order to fit, adequately accommodate some of these new equipments. So, this is great. We learned a bit that the lead time for ordering these new trucks is very long, apparently years. And so, you need to get ahead of that. I guess the supply chain has changed dramatically since COVID. So, to get new fire equipment takes anywhere between 3 to 5 years now. So, this is a well needed and useful investment for the city. So, that passed unanimously.
Okay, and how will that be funded? Is that a bond issue?
That is a bond issue, yes. Yeah.
Very good.
And let's see. And then we had some gifts. People send in gifts to the DARE program and to Friends of Wollaston Beach. Those were accepted. And that was our meeting last night.
Yeah, a couple of home rule petitions too, I see.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I did. I left those out. I'm sorry. So yes, two home rule petitions. One was an act relative to a retired Quincy firefighter who suffers from Parkinson's disease. And it's been proven apparently that Parkinson's disease, or firefighters who've been exposed to certain elements are prone to Parkinson's disease. So this is something that the council also unanimously supported. It's a home rule petition. So upon our recommendation and the signing or an approval of the mayor, it'll go to the State House for consideration. But this would allow people that suffer from Parkinson's disease to be included in a list of, ailments that can be, what's the accidental, what is it called? Retirement. It's for retirement pay. So, but this would be included in a list of ailments that are currently covered under, I guess, other protections that the fire department, firefighters have, right?
Okay.
And the other is appointing retired firefighters as special firefighters in the city of Quincy. I think this is akin to something we did before with police. So I think I think there's a couple factors in this, but it avails firefighters who are retired to be able to take on extra time when they're not fully employed by the city anymore. So I guess there's there are a lot more requirements for firefighter details these days that are not met. So this gives an opportunity for people who have the time and the wherewithal to participate in that activity to do so. And this is also a home rule petition, so that will go to the State House.
Right, exactly. Need your legislative approval, then ultimately the governor's signature too.
Correct.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was it.
That was it. It was cut and dried. Yeah. With the next meeting is next Monday, after St. Patrick's Day. So I hope everyone has a nice weekend and a healthy St. Patrick's Day, and we'll tune in again next Tuesday.
I was going to ask if that'd be all right to check in with you. Yeah.
Yeah, of
Okay,
course.
great. I'd be remiss, Ian, if I didn't ask you about recent published reports about your interest in running for U.S. Senate.
Yeah, I've seen those as well. I have not yet made a decision on that race, but stay tuned. We'll see.
Okay. Following up an earlier report back in the fall about interest in U.S. Congress. So, do you have higher political aspirations in the future?
Yeah, I enjoy the role that I'm in right now, in City Council. I've been in here for 9 years. I've learned so much, especially this is the grassroots stuff that matters, right? You learn what really matters to people, how services are delivered, how they can be delivered, and how to access resources to make sure that we can really make improvements in people's lives. If there's an opportunity to take on a role that can allow me to have better access to resources to deliver to a broader swath of people, then I'd always look at that. I think it just matters on what that role is and the, I guess, path to possibility.
Could you serve both? Could you be a U.S. senator and a city councilor?
I don't think so. I don't think that works that way. But it'd be pulled in two very different directions.
Well, plus your full-time job, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, plus that.
The report mentioned that you've registered as Republican now. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
So, I grew up in a bipartisan household. My model for public service was, George H.W. Bush. I mean, I started writing to the president in the White House when I was 7 years old, and this was sitting around the TV with my grandparents and my mother watching Crossfire, right? And really like getting a sense of the debates and the issues of the day. I think I had mentioned, or at least had been reported in prior articles that I think that there's an opportunity to grow a place to grow in a place like the Republican Party here in Massachusetts, which I think can make room for more moderate, potentially fiscally conservative methods, but also having sort of very liberal or open-minded social beliefs as well. So, I think that we are under this illusion that in Massachusetts, everybody's a Democrat, and 63 or 64% of the voting population is actually not party affiliated. And that says a lot. I think that what it seems is that, yes, the mostly elected members of the Democratic Party serve in the majority of the roles in the state, but that doesn't mean that the voting populace wouldn't be open to a more moderate, sort of middle of the road Republican candidate. And I think that's enticing. I mean, an opportunity to change a conversation that is currently being I think strongly held by a certain group of political class. It's time to open up the conversation a little bit more, because it's not as black and white or red and blue or up and down, as it is. It's time for, I think, for to have a more nuanced discussion about life and community and how we want to see our future.
So, do you have a timeline in mind for when you might make a decision?
No, I don't. Just kind of thinking through some details right now, and we'll get back to you when we make the decision.
Promise you'll let us know here at
I promise.
QATV?
I talk to you every week almost. Come on.
Appreciate that, Ian. Always good to talk to you. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Joe. I'll see you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.